This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, said Friday they are prepared for a military intervention in Niger if the order is given. At a news conference in Ghana's capital, Accra, following 2 days of talks, ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Vata Moussa, said the regional bloc nations agreed on what will be required for the intervention, the strategic objectives, the equipment needed, and the commitment of member states.
All member states of ECOWAS present here today have all committed elements. They have committed their own equipment. They have committed their own resources to undertake this mission. So I tell you, we are ready to go anytime the order is given. The D-Day is also decided.
Moussa was quick to add that all options are on the table to settle the crisis, and ECOWAS is still readying a mediation mission into the country, and the bloc would welcome any dialogue. Meanwhile, the U.S. military is doing some contingency planning following the more than three-week-old coup. As VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon reports, U.S. drones carrying out the fight against terror groups in West Africa may be looking for a new home.
Some 1,000 U.S. troops stationed at air bases in Niamey and Agadez may be on the move. The commander of U.S. Air Forces Europe and U.S. Air Forces Africa told reporters Friday the military is in the very early stages of looking for alternative bases in the region. General James Hecker said having to leave the bases in Niger, one of which cost the U.S. $110 million, would be a blow. But he said looking for new basing and planning for a potential evacuation is nothing more than prudent planning, and that U.S. officials are, quote, weeks away from deciding whether U.S. forces